Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, bringing you unique insights on the ever-changing world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by Affinity X, the best and largest creator and executor of digital advertising solutions for leading ad agencies nationwide. And by The Media Audit, the most comprehensive local syndicated audience measurement in the country. And now, here are your hosts, Corey and Gordon.
Welcome back to another episode of the Local Marketing Trends Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Corey Elliott. We've got a great show today. We have a great interview with Erica Farber, the president and CEO of the RAB, Radio Advertising Bureau, and with her thoughts on radio in the future. And with me, as always, the one, the only, Mr. Gordon Burrell.
Where are the trumpets?
That's what I was waiting for. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jeez, I thought cue the trumpet music. Or something.
I know it's
welcome, Corey. Thank you for having me. You know, we're talking. We're going to talk a lot about radio, but before we go any farther, I want to talk about you. We launched a local marketing minute video that is just hilarious. It's great and nutritious as well.
Yes. Yes. Funny and nutritious. Well, I mean, I always think that people learn better when they're at ease and it's not just a boring research presentation.
So the inaugural one, it's going to be every other week, just like the podcast. Yeah. So alternate weeks with the podcast. You can find it on the Burrell Associates website, just under podcast/video, I think it is. And it's Corey's Local Marketing Minute. So what was the first one about? What's the second one going to be?
Yeah, the first one was about, are things going to get, so we're always talking to the SMBs, the local advertisers, and we want to know if things are going to get better or worse, and when they're going to see a positive impact to their business this year. That was the first one. The second one coming up next week, are SMBs going to spend more or the less or the same on advertising in 2021 as they did in 2020?
Yeah, and they're cool videos. They really are. I just have to compliment you, it just pains me to do that. But it just, you know, I watched the first one and it was funny. I laughed out loud. I watched the second one and I just spit a mouthful of coffee all over my computer screen. It was just little tiny things. And then in the end, like I said, it is, Corey, nutritious. You take some really complex stuff and make it palatable. So congratulations. Good job. I hope everybody takes a look.
I think it's just the shock of seeing these things coming from somebody so handsome.
Shock of people seeing you.
Okay.
What the hell?
Let's get back on track, shall we?
Sure. Yeah. Let me talk about radio. Radio. We just did our report for the Radio Advertising Bureau. I think our ninth annual report for them. 9 years. And these guys are just amazingly resilient. We're plugging in numbers as we do at the beginning of every year for the previous year on digital revenue for newspapers, TV, cable, et cetera, everybody in the local marketplace. And some of the numbers we're seeing for newspapers, their digital revenues got cut in half. So they got clobbered both on the print and online side. And the radio guys, up 12%. So they were able to keep that plate spinning, even though radio went down 20 or 30% last year for some companies.
Yeah, and it's radio's losing listenership. So I pulled past week QM for different age groups, and over the past 2 years, there's been a 7% decline in 21 to 34-year-olds, 2% decline in 35 to 49-year-olds. But there was an uptick in 50 and older, 3%. But then again, that entire age group grew 5%. So they kind of lost share.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And we're seeing that. We're seeing a decline, you know, in newspaper readership, too, and in basic broadcast or primetime TV viewing. But Corey, it depends on how you view radio. What do you think of when someone says radio?
Exactly. Great point. And the fact that you just said, how do you view radio? Is kind of funny.
It's very different. And I see the radio industry like a giant warship or battleship of some sort, slowly turning to realize, hey, we're not just, you know, a box in the kitchen or an extended Bluetooth speaker for the local radio station or streaming over the website or something on the dashboard. We're more, audio.
The cool thing is, they're a giant ship trying to turn, but they got to see two other giant ships try and take, they're ahead of them. They're trying to turn first, newspaper and TV. They got to see the effects and what they did when this digital wave came.
Yeah. So we've got a great interview coming up, and I've really enjoyed working with the RAB and Eric Farber, who's the president and CEO of it. We interviewed, and I guess, Corey, we'll get to it after a message.
Yes, let's go to the interview after these words from our sponsor.
Affinity X is a trusted partner among leading digital marketing agencies. They can help you retain and grow your customer base with a complete product and service solution. Turn fixed costs into variable costs with a trusted outsourced partner. Scale your business with quicker turn times and flawless delivery. And reduce costs and improve margins. Affinity X is unmatched in experience, solutions, and technology that drives results. They can help your agency thrive in the increasingly competitive digital marketing landscape. Visit them at affinityexpress.com to learn more. Celebrating 50 years of experience, the Media Audit provides advertisers, agencies, and media companies with consumer insights in more than 80 markets. The Media Audit provides you with an edge in a highly competitive marketplace, helping you quantify customer trends by tying them to what's happening in your market. Learn more and schedule a demo. Visit themediaaudit.com. That's themediaaudit.com.
Okay, I have with me Erica Farber from the Radio Advertising Bureau. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start out, Erica, first. You and I have known each other for a long time, but I'm not sure the audience knows you. Tell us about yourself. How did you get into the business?
Well, Gordon, when I first started working, I didn't think about work as a career. I thought about work because I needed money to pay bills. So my actual first job, my title was Girl Friday. You won't hear that anymore. At a small ad agency on the West Coast. And I loved it. I was doing all kinds of things from the receptionist to some billing, cleaning the bathrooms, and some media buying.
Girl Friday. How about that? So you've got some deep roots in the industry. That's great. So yeah. As president and CEO of the Radio Advertising Bureau, tell us about the RAB. What's its key role? Is it to promote and protect the radio industry? What do you see as its key role?
Well, we really have three roles, if you will. So obviously, we're the nonprofit trade association that represents the broadcast radio industry. But our primary objective is to drive revenue growth through advocacy for the medium. We provide tools and resources to the industry to help them grow their business. And we also enhance industry professionalism through training and support. And really, then the last area that we continue to focus on is making sure that we are going to continue to attract new sales talent into the medium.
So you've got a recruiting role as well. You said one interesting thing there that just stuck with me, and that was, well, you said a lot of interesting things, but one in particular, your job is to drive revenue for, and you said, the medium. So tell me Correct. What the medium is.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Obviously, radio is our core constituent. Radio is much bigger than a traditional radio because the definition of radio today is different depending on who you're speaking with. But obviously, the audio medium that is commercialized is what we focus on. So we work with national advertisers, national agencies, local agencies, regional agencies. And we provide them with information about how radio works, how to use radio, how radio creates an ROI, how to measure it. So it's pretty extensive what we do on that side.
So radio is obviously under a lot of pressure. You guys are the big advocates for radio. We'll talk about digital in a moment because I think that presents an opportunity that also presents a conflict. But let's start out with, before we get into the worries, Erica, what excites you most about the future?
Well, audio is at an all-time high. And, you know, we just finished covering CES. last month. And, you know, you're still hearing from these tech companies how sound and sonic branding is affecting every part of our being, from our television sets to our refrigerators, if you will. So I'm excited because the strength of audio offers an unbelievable potential that we have barely even touched the surface.
Okay, so you said audio, but we're talking about the Radio Advertising Bureau, and you're still sticking with, I'm going to give you a hard time now, so, which you're accustomed to, so everybody relax. So, you know, what we've seen over the past 10 years is digital pressures forcing a lot of these media associations to change their names to more accurately reflect what they represent, or perhaps not being seen as something antiquated. So you've got the Yellow Pages Publishers Association becoming the Local Search Association. Suburban Newspapers of America became the Local Media Association. And a lot of newspaper associations dropped the word newspaper, which sounded old, right? And they become News Media Association. Foresee the time when the RAB is going to do that, because the word radio seems kind of like old-time radio families sitting around this radio in the living room listening to Little Orphan Annie?
Well, let me just first say, if you talk to a young person, they don't even know what an old-time radio looks like or who Little Orphan Annie is. So their definition of radio may be different than the definition that you're talking about, Gordon. But it's very possible that down the road, we could morph. We've certainly, our message has certainly, I won't say it's changed, but it's been refined over the years to talk about the importance of that audio effect of a commercial and how it can affect change and move that consumer.
Okay. So let me ask you. So sure. If it becomes more of an umbrella audio organization, and again, audio seems to be the focus, mm-hmm. at what point do you invite in Pandora, Spotify?
Well, you know, it could happen today.
Ooh, there's a headline for you.
How's that?
so you open you leave that door open. That's a possibility.
Absolutely. I think that's what's exciting today, that no door should be closed. Every door should be open.
I like the way you think. So I tried to get you in a corner there, but you're just true to the RAB. It's just amazing, radio folks, the way they think. So thank you. Congratulations on it. So let's get to the worries. What worries you most? I mean, there's a lot to worry about. What's the big thing?
All right. So yes, there are a lot of things to worry about. I think today, and I mean specifically today, I worry about the pandemic and how quickly we can have people healthy, that we can have people vaccinated, and that we can have the doors of retailers opened for business. And, you know, that's an immediate worry because you know, everyone was so looking forward to 2021. And let's face it, first quarter, it's certainly better than first quarter of 2020, although it started off great last year for radio. But it's been, the doors opening have been a lot slower than I think people even anticipated.
Yeah.
So that troubles me.
So that's a short term worry, and the pandemic will subside at some point. But any longer term worries that you have, you know, whether it's the people in the industry, whether it's the industry's, you know, conditions of the competition, the intense competition from Google and Facebook and others, you know, what is it out there that beyond a pandemic, which again is going to be temporary, what else?
Well, I also want to make sure that we are attracting individuals into this business that see the industry as a robust growth industry. So I sometimes worry about that because we hear about companies who've had to eliminate jobs, which is never a good thing. But you want to make sure that we are attracting new people into this business who bring skills that we need in this business.
So give me your best pitch. A younger person, you know, right out of college, looking for a career. What's the RIB's pitch to them? What's so exciting about joining radio?
Well, the great thing about joining radio is you can be the person that not only changes it, but evolves the business. And that these younger voices are the future of the industry. And, you know, you can't put us in boxes anymore. And that the elimination of walls, I think, is great. And, you know, you can be anything you want as long as top management is open to listening and moving quickly and being able to change, because change is so important and it's exciting. And I know most people are scared about change. They get nervous with it, but we need to be these change agents, and who better to do that? You know, I always say to people when they go, oh, I had a really rotten day today. You know, this business isn't the same as it was. And I always, my advice to them is always go talk to the youngest person on your team and find out how their day was. And they don't have that baggage. They will tell you things if you ask them, but it makes you feel good about where we're going.
Yeah. That's because the young people have their earphones in and they're listening to like Cardi B while the station is playing like the Eagles hits.
All right. Well, we don't want to talk about your playlist, Gordon.
That is great. I'm glad that you're doing recruiting and looking at that and honing that message and getting younger people, because that is just so important, getting really good people and some younger people who can transform and help the agents, the industry morph a bit. One quick question for you, and we do have just a short amount of time here, and I prepped you a little bit for this. You know, if you take a look at the last 5 years of decline for radio, strip out, you know, the disastrous year of 2020, and just take those last 5 years of decline and apply them to the next five and maybe five after that, so you get to 2030, right? Doesn't look good. You get an industry that's, you know, maybe 60% of what it is today. So, you know, what's your view of that 60% scenario? Is that what the industry might look like to you? And if that scenario is wrong, what's gonna make it wrong?
Well, look, the media and advertising pie is so different today, and you're assuming that it's going to look the same in, you know, 2030. It's not even going to be the same next year. You know, here we are, doctors are now seeing us through video platforms, and who would have ever thought about that? So I don't want to sound like Pollyanna here, but I think that radio is really actually ahead of the curve when it comes to delivering not just content, but services. And we are in such a great position now. We're not in the business of selling 30s and 60s anymore. It's a very different business. And just using your own words, you know, our job today is to, our core product is delivering results. And you have ingrained this in me, Gordon. And here we have, you know, a medium who has evolved. We've had all kinds of, you know, prognostications that we were going away. The audio medium is not going away. It's going to get greater. It's going to be used differently. And as we bring people in, it's just going to change. And we're going to continue to evolve and push this along further. And we're going to continue to provide unique content to listeners. And these are just some of the ways that radio can embrace the opportunity that technology is affording them to create not only these new revenue streams, but consumer touch points for advertisers. Yeah, so
that's a great way to look at things. You know, one of the things that struck me about radio is its resilience. What people have said almost facetiously in early years when I was getting a little more exposed to radio was, yeah, they might seem, you know, distracted or sleepy right now, but wait till these guys wake up to, say, you know, the digital opportunity. You know, they're going to be formidable. And that's exactly what we have.
I want to interrupt just a minute here. I can tell you specific stories through 2020 of local businesses who have told us emphatically, if it were not for these local radio stations, they'd be out of business. They would be out of business. And, you know, I think it is that local connection that these local broadcasters have that you cannot get with any other platform or medium. And I still believe, even as media evolves and even as technology evolves, that one-on-one relationship in these local marketplaces will not be duplicated. Yep. And that's where radio has that opportunity.
I would agree. I got you an anecdote. A station group called last year, a friend, and said, you know, hey, we really want to help local businesses. Can you do a spot with some of our announcers in some of our markets? Just maybe 3 or 4 minutes talking about what businesses need to do to, you know, market themselves and advertise right now. And I said, sure. And he said, well, block out this day. And then the phone started to ring, Erica, and then it rang and it rang, and everyone was, hi, this is Bob Jones from WMIX. You know, he's got with me on the line is Gordon Burrell. He's a marketing expert. Gordon, how can businesses in Duluth do? You know, it's like, okay. And I did that over and over and over again for like 4 hours. You know, the phone just kept ringing. Every time I hung up, another one called. Yep. And then I just thought, what a great service that was. You know, I don't mind doing it at all, but what a great thing for the radio station. So, Erica, thank you. And thank you to the radio industry for that resilience, that creativity, that positive, relentless drive sometime that we see out of radio. And you're at the helm, and your whole organization is just really a terrific organization, from Leah to Jeff to Annette and to all the others there. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Gordon. It's a pleasure to work with you and your team as well.
Great job on the interview, Gordon, as always. And I love every time you interview radio people, no matter who they are, they're also conscious of their presence on audio. There's no ums or ahs. They're usually great storytellers. It's just a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, the radio people, for God's
right.
sakes.
Right, exactly. I mean,
just they're entertaining. They're on. It's great.
One thing I learned a new term. I've never heard of this. Sonic branding.
Sonic branding.
Yeah, she mentioned sonic branding. I thought that was kind of cool. The other thing that I thought was kind of cool is coming up with the idea, and we talked about this on the front end too, is what is radio and what is radio to kids? So if you say, like your kids, if you were to go to them and say, hey, I heard this on the radio, what would they think of? Would they think of a transistor box, or would they think of Pandora? What would they think of?
Yeah, my oldest kids are in their 30s now, and they did not have a radio in the room, but they were more accustomed to radio and the little push buttons on, you know, the dashboard when I got them a car. And then the younger one, I've got 5 kids, 4 girls and 1 boy. And the younger ones, the youngest of which is 18 now, have a different dashboard and a lot of distractions. And whenever I get in their car, usually to clean it, it's on aux, A-U-X. And they're always arguing over who stole their aux cord. So radio to them is whatever the hell's coming over their iPhone through that dashboard into the speakers. And it's not the local radio station. And you know, that's not new to anybody, Corey.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just interesting to see how radio is going to try and own anything and everything audio. You know, that's going to be a challenge, but also a hell of an opportunity.
Well, it's about communities and aggregating communities. Radio isn't just, oh, I'm going to listen to soft rock or adult contemporary or country music or religious programming, things like that. It really is about your community. So Pandora, Spotify, you know, or Sirius XM can take away the people who just want to listen to Sinatra music.
Me.
And but it's completely devoid of what the hell is happening with this, you know, traffic accident here, or a big traffic jam, or the weather, or, you know, funny stuff that you hear them talk about, the city council or something that's going on in your town, or a big concert coming up. You don't get that anyplace else. So that's have to port over. That's the value of what radio has, is that sense of community. I'll say it again. Have you ever seen a newspaper having a bumper sticker on somebody's car, or a television station, you know, a bumper sticker for them? No, but you certainly see radio. It's got a strong sense of community.
Yeah, but can you argue that if this was a newspaper podcast or a TV podcast, we'd be saying the same thing, wouldn't we? We'd be saying, oh, man, you got to leverage. It's all about the community. It's all about the local, you know, that's what a newspaper, right?
TV, maybe. Newspaper, I would say no. Newspaper is more about the local news and information. People don't feel a strong bond, a really strong affinity for their newspaper. They pretty much hate the newspaper, so they pick it up because they want to know what so-and-so said, you know, today. It's a different relationship. It's not a hateful relationship, but it's just different. With radio, it's much more affinity and a very strong bond. I think social media was the biggest competitor in radio.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. I got you. I got you. Hey, I got one more idea before we go. You know what you and I should get into?
I don't know. Mud wrestling?
Olfactory branding. Huh?
Olfactory branding?
Yeah. We could brand smells. I can think of a smell that reminds me of you.
Does it begin with the letter? No, never mind.
Yeah.
Corey, I think our time is up.
Yeah, it is.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Affinity X and the Media Audit. If you have submissions or ideas for future shows, or if you'd like to be a guest, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, market well.